Welcome to the Abundant Yoga Teacher Podcast. My name's Amy McDonald. I'm a yoga teacher, yoga student, and a yoga business coach. And I'm here to support you to share your yoga with the people in your community who really need it. So if you're an amazing yoga teacher, but you sometimes struggle with the business part of what it is that you do, you're in the right place. I hope you thoroughly enjoy everything I've got in store for you. And if you have any suggestions, questions, or ideas for future podcasts, reach out to me on Instagram at Amy Yoga Biz Coach. Hey there, welcome to the Abundant Yoga Teacher Podcast for the week. I hope you had a fabulous weekend. I have really enjoyed watching so many of your Insta stories and posts from all the fun things you've been doing. I love it. Today we're going to be talking about the next stage of what's going on in my business, and not to make the podcast like, you know, my own sort of audio blog, but it did make me think about my pricing and rates approach. And I know that I often get asked by people how much they should charge for things. And so I'm going to talk through how I determine how much to charge for things. And I'm also going to talk about why it's always okay to change your mind about what you charge. And then I've got a couple of like, make sure you do and make sure you don't. If you are also thinking like I am about changing the pricing of what it is that you offer. Before we get to that, I would like to say firstly, thank you to the couple of people who have recently written reviews about this show. I appreciate that so much. It makes a big difference. And yeah, it's always very humbling to see the kind things that people have to say about this podcast. So thank you. Thanks also to all of my Patreon supporters. Humbling to have you make a small monthly contribution to keep this show pottering along. We've been going now for, gosh, a long time. What are we up to? Nearly 10 years in various different formats. And hey, everybody who is a Patreon supporter, the June book club, so we have an Abundant Yoga Teacher book and film club over on, for everybody who's a $5 a month or above supporter on Patreon, which is everybody. For the book club for June, we're going to be reading Aubrey Gordon's book, What We Don't Talk About When We Talk About Fat, which I've read twice now and will reread again because it's awesome. And then lastly, before we jump into what it is specifically that I want to talk about today, I did also want to mention my fantastic sponsor of the Abundant Yoga Teacher Podcast, Offering Tree. So if you haven't heard of this company, Offering Tree makes it easy to sell your courses, teach classes, manage memberships, and more with just one account. If you hate having, and I know some of you are like, oh, do I have to have another subscription to another thing? Guess what? You can do all of that stuff in the one spot. That you can set yourself up with a really nice looking modern website, none of that old hello 1996 WordPress stuff. Get it all set up and start accepting payments, they say, in just about 30 minutes. I know I got mine set up in probably less than that. Awesome. And as you grow your business, Offering Tree has a whole bunch of free resources and a supportive community. Lots of info that you can continue to sort of grok on as you continue to grow. I want to talk specifically today about the difference between Offering Tree and Acuity. They're both software platforms, and I know a bunch of you use Acuity to schedule classes and also your privates. No, you don't schedule your privates. You schedule your one-to-ones. I always feel weird when I say I'm scheduling my privates. That's the thing, like I'm going for a bikini wax that you need to put in code so all of your team that can access your calendar don't know that you're scheduling your privates. Offering Tree doesn't help you do that, but they do help you schedule your one-to-ones. So the cool thing about Offering Tree is you can really customize it so it looks like your brand. You can add your own photos. You can customize the page layout. It gives you more flexibility than what you might be getting with Acuity. And I know for people buying things online, particularly for first-time customers, knowing that they're seeing that brand recognition helps them feel safe about giving you cash over the interwebs. And not only, you know, does Offering Tree do what I've mentioned already, it's also a bunch more than just the scheduling tool like Acuity. So you just you just have to have the one login for it, the one monthly fee. And like I said earlier, you get the website, you can schedule the classes, you can sell on-demand content. You can even use it. It has some CRM functions, so you can send your students emails and even text messages. So if you want to check them out, if you're looking for a bit of an overhaul, if you're brand new and you're starting from scratch, they have plans that start at just $22 a month. That's US. And I'm chuffed to be a partner. And because I'm a partner, you all get discounts. Yes, you can get 15% off an annual plan or 50% off the first 3 months by heading. You got to use this link, not just potter over there by yourself. You don't get the discount. You got to go to offeringtree.com/Amy. That's offeringtree.com/Amy. And I've put the link in the episode notes. Okay, so let's talk about changing your mind about your prices. And shoot me a DM if you've already started listening to this and you're already jiving with the idea of, oh yeah, I need to change the prices. I know a lot of you, some of my clients even. I say, when was the last time you put up the prices? And you say, oh, well, I did it like 3.5 years ago. Guess what? No, you have a business, and I don't know about you, but the cost of petrol, damn, things go up, expenses, you know, costs go up, and so that includes yoga, and so putting up your prices is something that you should aspire to be comfortable with. But funnily enough, I'm not enticed to talk about pricing today, at least from the perspective of how do you raise your rates? Because in fact, what's going on for me currently is I'm reducing my rates. So like I said at the top, I've been going through some changes in my business, restructuring, downsizing, up the yin yang, ditching a whole lot of stuff that was just, felt like it had served me very well, serves the people who had bought it very well. But ultimately it was just, it felt like it was done. I needed to do a bit of I needed to spark some joy in my business and do away with some of the offerings that I had for quite some time. I needed to freshen up. And so now I find myself that I'm into this new stage where I'm reconsidering two of my really essential core programs that I've been running for a number of years now. And both of them, I feel at this point, where are we at? May 2022. I want to charge differently. And that doesn't look like more, that looks like less. And I'm going to talk about why and hopefully what I'm experiencing and going through in my business, at least in some way, may be in fact useful for you also. Before I do that, I want to talk about how I price things at all and how I work with my clients to come up with the right pricing for what it is that they offer. You know, yoga is an unregulated industry, and what that means is, in terms of pricing, you can charge whatever the hell you like, but you got to be able to sell it. And so what that means is you have to prove and then deliver on the value. A couple of people in my Keep Growing Mastermind a couple of months back were working on a beautiful retreat, and they wanted me to check in with the website and give them some feedback on the website and the copy and the layout and all of those good things. And they also wanted me to look at and to cast my eye over how much they were proposing to charge for the different room combinations, etc. And they were a little nervous because of the location, and they just wanted to check in, is this benchmark to what's appropriate to charge for a retreat? And, you know, the answer is it doesn't matter. The answer is it doesn't matter. You could charge for exactly the same retreat. You could charge $1,000 or $3,000. And in part, what that comes down to is, what's your clientele prepared to pay, and how good can you make the website look and sound? That's kind of it. Now, what's important is, and this is where it comes to, how do you come up with the pricing for things? What's important is that you feel good about the prices that you're charging. When I first started coaching back in the day, I'm looking at my certificates. I think I qualified originally as a life coach in 2013. With my actual, like, legit certificate. And back then, when I was doing more life coaching, I trained to be a life coach because I was taking retreats, taking people on retreat in Bali, based around sort of self-care and daily practice. And part of my retreat offering included one-to-one sessions, helping people design their own personal yoga practice and wellness sort of morning rituals, those sorts of things. And people would have goals and they would be aspiring to change and they would be looking to, you know, not do the rubber band effect when they got back from retreat and actually retain some of the good intentions that they'd set while we were in Ubud. So I thought it would be a good idea, rather than just kind of hoping that I was kind of getting that right, to actually get myself a qualification. We've talked about this before. You know, like, stay in your lane. Don't be a life coach if you're not a life coach. I was borderline being a life coach when I wasn't a life coach. So anyway, I went and did that training. And after I qualified, I had a coaching package. It was a 3-month coaching package and I charged $500 for it. And then as I transitioned out of life coaching and more into business coaching, I think the first Grow, Serve and Shine coaching package that I sold, that was 3 months of coaching. I charged $1,000 for that. And I remember exactly, I can remember her name. I can remember what she looked like. I can remember the whole thing of the woman who bought that. And then I think it might've gone to $2,000. And again, I can remember the first time I sold that and I was still using PayPal. So that's some time ago. I was still using PayPal and I was walking in a bookstore, shock, and ping, my phone went and it was that yoga teacher, and she'd purchased my coaching package for $2,000 or $2,500, something like that. And I got the PayPal cha-ching thing pop up on my phone. You know, and I nearly wet my pants because you know what it's like when you've worked your bum off for something and you finally sell it. Like, this might actually work. And now my coaching package is $10,000, and that also feels good. But it wouldn't have felt good to charge that amount back in whenever that was, 2014, whenever I was still using PayPal and whatnot, because I wasn't as skilled then. I didn't have the same amount of experience then, the same amount of confidence, and I just don't, it wouldn't have felt right. I wouldn't have felt in integrity with what it was that I was offering. So all of this to say, to answer the question of, well, how do I price things? Firstly, I'm going to start with a don't. Don't do this thing that so many yoga teachers seem to do and then tell me about, where you go look at what everybody else that you actually classify as your competitor is charging and then kind of pick somewhere, you know, just to the right of the top of the bell curve. No. And then think, hello, if this resonates, DM me if you fall into this cohort. And then think to yourself, yeah, Amy would be pleased with me because I didn't go right in the middle. I went a little bit higher than the middle. I'm waiting for my phone to ping. I know this isn't happening in real time, but I want to, you know, I want to bring some gravitas to anybody who's doing that. No, if I was in your head, I wouldn't say that. What I would say is, don't benchmark your pricing based on a cohort of people who are renowned for undercharging, renowned for having some, let's just say, like, spiritual plaque, some grunties, some energetic nuts in their systems about how much to charge for yoga. We should probably come back to this in a future episode. We could talk about the Kama Sutra and money, but not tonight. For today, please don't approach this as, I'm going to see what Sue's charging at the town hall, and I'm going to see what Megan's charging at the Brownie Hut, and I'm going to see what Brian's charging at the gym, and I'm going to add them together and I'm going to divide them by 3, and that's how much I know is the right amount to charge. Well, let's just think for a second. Has whatever their names were, Barbara and Sue and Ken, done any work on what they think about money? You know, read any spiritual books about the importance of making bank and doing good things with it? Be careful. Don't do that. What I recommend you do instead is get quiet, go in and ask yourself, and not from some woo-woo calling in the magic Rhonda Byrne thing, but legit, just take a pause, slow down. You know this, we teach this. Take a pause, slow down, breathe and ask yourself, oh, you know, what it does feel like the right price to charge. I'm pretty certain that a number will come up for you and you'll go, yeah. Or you might go, really? Okay. Do that. That's how I price all my stuff. And that's how I find myself at this point currently where I'm thinking, you know, these prices aren't right for right now. I don't know what's coming down, obviously I don't know what's coming later on. But for right now, these aren't the right prices. Something's shifted. I feel differently. And my what feels in integrity to me are different numbers. So let's just quickly do a recap because this is a bit of a chatty, waffly episode. Shock. Don't benchmark your shit because you're not comparing apples and apples. If you are listening to this show and it's not your first time, you already probably have more business savvy and wealth consciousness than a large, maybe even the majority of definitely freelance or studio subcontractor yoga teachers that I have come across in all the time I've been doing this. It's rare that yoga teachers even believe they can make an full-time living, close air quotes, out of teaching yoga, let alone a prosperous one. So if you're listening to this, trust me, don't be benchmarking your stuff against what other people are doing nearby or even people that you think aren't nearby but are offering similar services, because chances are they haven't done the work to actually understand that what they're doing has value and they should be charging accordingly. Next, grow into your upselling. You know, don't worry. When I first started coaching and was charging $500 for a coaching package, I know I was still working a full-time job, actually. I was doing it on the side. It was my side hustle. And teaching yoga, I had a lot of side hustles, which is actually, you know, just called a part-time job. I had a bunch. I felt okay about the $500 because I was learning. I was kind of like doing my apprenticeship. It felt okay to me. And when it didn't feel okay anymore, I stopped charging that and I charged the next amount. And so don't worry that where you start with your pricing, this is the whole sort of premise of the episode title, has to be where you end up. You get to change your mind and it's always okay to do so. I was looking, all right, do I disclose this? Yes. Okay, I'm going to disclose it. So I have been having a little bit of trips down memory lane because I think, you know, I'm starting to reemerge from the COVID bubble when it comes to travel. If you haven't heard, I'll be back in Thailand for the Abundant Yoga Teacher Retreat in January 15th to 21. Be there. Woot woot. Going to be awesome. So I'm kind of like thinking back to the old times. I did the thing, you know, when you get the thing on your phone that says, we haven't backed up your phone in fucking ages because you've got too much shit on here. Well, that's not actually what Apple says, but it probably should because it's accurate and you have to go delete a whole bunch of photos. So I've been doing that as well and looking back, oh, look at that, Italy, and oh, look, Mallorca, and oh, Thailand again. Good times. I miss the yoga ashram, etc. So this has all got me a little bit nostalgic for those times of those years of my life, good 5 years of my life where I was spending an inordinate amount of money. Oh, an inordinate amount of money. Just remembered running the credit card for $20,000 of a flight. That's a good amount of money. $20,000 on a flight. Yeah. Nice lounge. But, you know, it was a good time. It was a good time. So I was looking back through what my coach at the time that I was doing all that, spending all that money, investing all that money. Glad I did it. I was looking back through what she's doing. And in conjunction with that, I have been, and here is my request to the audience, I have been re-listening to those power ballads, those women's empowerment power ballads that were like all through the, you know, I don't know, like 2012 to current day, the past 10 years. Because every time I went to one of those events, woo, events, queen, where you had to, I don't know, wear brands, that I always bought at Ross, to be clear. No, not always. I think the last year I was in, I was like, okay, I'm not buying my Calvin Klein at Ross. Fuck, stupid. Anyway, whatever. I've still got all of that shit in my cupboard. Anybody needs any Ross bought, proud Calvin Klein. I'll hook you up. I've got a cupboard full of it. Anyway, you know, it was a good time. And the songs, you know, what are your, come on now, you know them. My sister has sent me a bit of a playlist of them, because when you walk into the, you know, you've got to get up and have a dance party in your chair, and then when someone gets called up on stage and they've got to dance, oh God, can you imagine? Amy, obviously, me, Amy and Brandon Walsh, we don't dance, always awkward. And so they played like, what's that song called, Journey? I don't even know the song. Like, that's not my song. It's not my song. I'm not going to dance to it anyway, but it's not my song. Anyway, all of this to say, long-winded and chatty apologies, that my, I went and had a look at what my coach is charging at the moment. And, you know, the day that I signed up for her mastermind, she had a mastermind, it had, I don't know, like 40 people in it, like 10 that's in mine. Bricking it. Because it was $15,000 and I'd never spent that much money on anything ever. Well, I had a house, but you don't own the house when you first buy it. You just kind of hope the bank has your back for a while, right? 15 grand on something intangible, never happened before. So I thought, well, I wonder what she's up to now. I'm going to go take a look. And that same thing that I bought 7 years ago for $15,000 is now $65,000. What's going on? And here's what I know for sure. She hasn't got that much better. This is what it means to be in unregulated industry. She's just making a case that that's what she's worth and people are buying it. I wouldn't pay it now. It's not the right fit for me, but it's the right fit for other people. So all of this to say that you need to feel good about what you're charging. And that will change over time. And it's absolutely okay. In fact, it's part of just having a business to advise people when your rates are going up, when your rates are going down, and feel really good about that. Sure, some people aren't going to be happy that something that they bought a year ago is now less expensive. Or sure, some people who have been coming to you for years at a certain rate are going to be miffed when now a one-to-one is actually a price that represents the current century, you know, and that's okay too. I'm not going to hire that coach back at 65 grand, not on your Nelly, just because it's not the right fit for me. That doesn't mean what she's doing is, I don't know, less worthy or less attractive. It would be hella fun to be jetting off to Paris and Florence and God knows where else we went to stay in bougie hotels and strut around in Ross Bort, Tommy Hilfiger. Don't get me wrong, but not for 65 grand. It just doesn't make sense for where I'm at in this part of my life. And the same is going to be true for some of your clientele. It's not personal to you. Like I said, it's not personal to my former coach. It's just where I'm at. No biggie. Good news, makes no difference to her because loads of people want to buy that thing at 65 grand. So if we can understand that it's actually always not only okay, but simply a part of doing business to raise or lower your rates, I've got a couple of things to consider when you're going to do it so that not only do you feel really good and in integrity about the new price, but you also feel really good and in integrity about how you advise people and how you conduct yourself through the transition. So the first thing is not only do you want to feel really good about the price that you're charging, you want to make sure that you are squeaky clean in terms of integrity regarding how you're describing what it is that you're offering. One of the mistakes that I see yoga teachers make sometimes is that they, in an effort to write compelling sales copy, they can sometimes overextend what they put down to the point where it's actually difficult to ensure or even sort of measure whether or not you can deliver that particular thing. So here's an example that's come up a fair bit lately. This yoga workshop will boost your immune system. All right. So maybe you're going to teach some, I don't know, chest opening stuff, some energizing pranayama, I don't know, whatever. Now, So in an effort to say, look, it's a spring thing or it's an autumn thing and it's going to be great for seasonal change and it's going to, like, you know, in the effort to write compelling sales copy, it seems to, I'm going to do chest opening, I'm going to do pranayama, I'm going to do this, that, give people turmeric shots, whatever. this yoga workshop will boost their immunity. Now, I would say if you were my client and you had that on your sales page, I would say no, I wouldn't recommend that you leave that up on the page, because you can't guarantee that your yoga is going to boost someone's immunity. You know, you could intend that they leave feeling better, but I don't know how you're managing that, how you're measuring whether their immunity got boosted. And if you are, you could fall foul of your country's consumer protection laws, let alone medical disinformation. I'm not saying people are doing this intentionally, but I think it is really important that when we are selling something, particularly when we're justifying a change in the pricing and advising our communities of that, that we need to be very careful that we're not overextending ourselves with the copy that we're using to sell it. Whether that's actually copy that you've written down, whether that's audio if you podcast or interviewed or living or whatever, or even just how you're talking about things to people. The next thing is, and I've written here in my notes that you need to over deliver, but I want to put some caveats around this. So I guess what I mean when I say over deliver is you want to make sure that you deliver every freaking thing that is put down on that sales page. It's almost like you're auditing what you said people were going to get. Are you sure every single time that that is what they get? And this is loops us back to, don't be saying things that you can't measure at the end. Did they definitely get 6 45-minute sessions? Did they definitely get their own, customized yoga practice on video that they can do by themselves? Did they definitely get a strap and a block included with their beginner's package or whatever? Make sure that you absolutely deliver what you said you were going to. Now, I do like a little bit of over-delivery for me in terms of what I put into my programs. But I want to talk about over-delivering with some conditions, because again, a unfortunately common trait in our community is codependency and people-pleasing, and that can sometimes show up as over-delivering in a way that's like overfeeding. You know, it's nice when you, let's say you go out for a meal and before your main course arrives, maybe they bring you, a thing of olives or something, some nice bread. You didn't order it. It's not on the bill. It's just like a here. That's nice. That's a nice thing. But that's different to like just getting fed and fed and fed and fed till you leave feeling like unwell. So that was too much. I didn't want that much. People don't want to feel overfed. So just here, check with yourself about, if you know that people-pleasing is something that you're working on, if you know that you can tend to over-deliver in a way that's like overfeeding, stuffing people, right, because of your own insecurities, work on that. Good news. Here's another vasana. Great. Work on that. This shows up sometimes with time, and definitely I see it a lot with people who do body work, where the body work, private sessions, private session adjacent stuff, therapy, counseling, those sorts of modalities where, and I know about this because I'll often, particularly when I'm having 90-minute intensives with people, and I'll say, so what is it that you offer in your business? And they'll tell me all of their offerings. And I'll say, so how long are your one-to-ones? And they'll say, oh, they're 60 minutes. And I'll say, and how long do they actually go for? And the yoga teacher will say, oh, they'd normally go for about 75 to 90 minutes. That's the over-deliver that I don't recommend. That's the over-deliver, the over-delivering that is not coming from, in most cases, obviously, I don't never talk to everybody in the world, but that is the type of over-delivery that is not coming from generosity and good business smarts of keeping the customer happy. That's not coming from savor. That's coming from our own inadequacy. If I don't give loads, they're not going to find this valuable. That's coming from, that's like hungry ghost energy, you know, that's coming from, oh, fuck, I need you to validate me here because I can't do it for myself. So if you know that you have some people-pleasing residual stuff in there, great. Check your over-delivery is within the healthy margin, if that makes sense. So absolutely deliver what you say you're going to do. Overdo it slightly and safely, not in a way that overfeeds or overstuffs people, and certainly not in a way that continues to feed any residual people-pleasing or codependency that you may have. If you are giving people exactly to the letter what you committed to on the sales page, you are not obliged to give one thing more. And any, if that makes you squirmy, good news. Here's another thing to work on. Okay, so then specific, so all of this to say that, again, so let me loop it back into what I wanted to, kind of pin this conversation around, which was these two programs that I offer in my business where I'm lowering the rates. And here I want to talk about the social media confidence for yoga teachers training. So this is a training that I devised after doing this, helping you all with social media, building my own social media for, I don't know, whatever, 5 years, doing my own trainings and whatnot, reading all the books, yada. And I put this course together because I just saw so many common themes of what people needed. And so that's how I comprised the course over 4 modules. And one of the things I loved about the course was when I taught it live, we had 90 minutes of training at the top of the week and then 60 minutes of Q&A at the end so that you could actually implement this as you go. I'm not interested anymore in selling people courses that they just don't use. Done with that. Don't feel good about it. Don't care if it's an easy way to make $1 million. I'm not interested. Not interested in selling people stuff that they don't use. Doesn't feel good. So that course was wildly successful and I taught it 10 times and, you know, there was different numbers each time, but anywhere between 20 to 50 people signed up for it every time. It was great. Had fun. Like I really had fun. And then I just decided I didn't want to teach it anymore because I'd done it for 10 times and there was a lot more people offering social media trainings on the internet and offering, I'm just going to be a little bit of a bitch here. This is going to be just a tiny bit snarky. Indulge me or skip forward a couple of minutes if you're not interested in snarky energy today. I saw other people selling social media training, which was shit. It was just shit and it was not based in useful stuff and it was not, you know, understandable and accessible to the people who need it. And it was, promoting all of these like recipes and strategies, which just took way too long and gave far too results, not enough results for the time invested. And people doing these really schlick ads to sell it. And I just thought, I just can't be fucked with that. I know my course is great. I know it's helped a whole lot of people. I don't want to compete with people who I know are selling products that are inferior to mine and they're charging more for it. I just can't be in that space. I don't want to get in that anymore. So I pulled it. I stopped selling it. The last time I sold it was last year. I had great fun selling it. I just didn't want to compete in that market for that audience when I felt that my product was rock solid, totally reliable, loads of customized, ask me all the questions you have and let's get you actual solutions support. No fancy, this will make you $1 million bullshit fake promises. I just didn't want to compete with people who had products that didn't match on those criteria. So I stopped selling it. But here's the thing. It's really good content and people still really need it. And while I don't want to teach it because I don't want to sell it, I'm happy to teach it. I just don't want to sell it. So I decided I'm going to give it away for free. So I used to charge $200 for it and now it's going to be free. And it's not going to have the live Q&A part, but it's not going to have a lot of the extra, you know, the branding boot camp and the taking great selfies masterclass and the professional photography photo shoot, you know, workshop. It's not going to have all of that stuff in it. But you can get it now. You can get the 4 90-minute trainings. You can get all of, you can get some handouts. You can get all of the links and apps and recommendations about tech that I have. You can get all of it for free if you want it. I'll put the link in the episode notes. And this feels, it feels awesome, and it also feels terrifying. I went to see, I went to see Elizabeth Gilbert, the author of Big Magic and Eat, Pray, Love, on Saturday at the Bendigo Writers Festival. And I mean, she was amazing. And sorry, Sarah Buggidgeon, if you are listening and I said I was going to talk about that the whole time, this didn't turn out to be that, but maybe. Anyway, I took some notes because she was fabulous. And one of the things she was talking about, she talked, you know, the interviewer was very generous and didn't just belabor her most famous books. But she did, did talk about Eat, Pray, Love a little. And this is what she said. She said, when I wrote Eat, Pray, Love, I thought I was committing career suicide. And she said that the journey, because she rejected a job, her dream job came up at the same time, and she decided instead to go on her pilgrimage and write a book about it. And she described that decision as indefensible. And she said about Eat, Pray, Love when she was writing it, she said, nobody is going to want to read this, but I have to write it. And I just, that really was heartening for me, because I feel like that about social media confidence for yoga teachers. I really feel like it's a great course. I'm so proud of it. I love how many people have enjoyed it and used it and fucking like made more money and helped more people because of what they implemented after having taken that course. And the idea, like, it feels deep, deep, deep inside. It feels like, just give it out, Aim. Just give it to people for free. Fuck it. Like, people need this. And yet there's still part of my mind that's like, this could be the worst thing you've ever done. This is really valuable intellectual property and you're just giving it away. Are you sure? Is this, you know, is this an indefensible decision? And I like that, you know, I was inspired by Elizabeth Gilbert on this front that I mean, look at fucking Eat, Pray, Love, right? I'm not saying my course is going to change the world, but it's that thing of, well, if it feels like it's just the thing that you have to do, then maybe it's just the thing that you have to do. And maybe I'm blessed at a point in my life where I don't need to keep on selling a $200 course. I can focus on other things instead. So, yeah, you define the value. As long as you provide that value and don't overfeed people, you can charge whatever you like. And that gets to look like nothing. As well, it gets to look like loads, it gets to look like 65 grand, or it gets to look like free. As long as you feel really good about it, if it feels like the right thing to do, then that's the right thing to do. Now, the thing about lowering rates that's important to remember is you need to honor anybody who has bought what it is that you're selling in that sales round with the reduced rate, like historically. So let me explain. I was talking to a client the other day. She's selling a course. She's thinking about, you know, maybe a sort of retrofitting or reverse engineering in an early bird because there wasn't one, and we're looking to generate some more time-bound reasons to buy, and so having an early bird might help. So she's prepared to drop the rate for like a month or so from a certain amount of money so that she can call this the early bird. And hopefully at the end of the early bird, it's going to be a tipping point and people will make a decision, because currently there's no time bound reason to buy. And hopefully you know this by now, I'm a huge fan and I always recommend that you have multiple, particularly when you're selling a higher ticket item. The thing is, someone has already bought this thing at the full pay because there was no early bird. We hadn't talked about it. This wasn't an idea when the first person bought the thing. So this is going to be, I think the difference is about $150. And my client was saying to me, what do I do about, let's call her Julia. What do I do about Julia who's already paid and she didn't get the $150 off? The thing to do here is to give Julia $150 back. If you're going to reduce your rates and people have bought within that sales period, I recommend that you honor people who have bought at the higher level with a partial refund. Now, things go on sale all the time. This is not that. If someone bought my social media confidence course last year and paid me $200 for it, I'm not giving them their money back now. This is a different thing. That finished, that got taught. This is a new thing. I'm talking about things that have discrete launch time. So your teacher trainings, your retreats, your beginner series, these sorts of things. Honor discounts historically within that window. I hope that makes sense. Within that window. So you're not, if you decide, let's just say the Abundant Yoga Teacher Retreat now currently is $2,800 if you want to come. And I have charged $3,600 for it in the past. I'm not giving anyone's money back who came in 2017 or whatever. Like, that's done. I'm not talking about that. But let's just say I went, oh, you know what? Actually, now $2,800 doesn't feel right. I'm going to go back to $2,500. Anybody that had paid me $2,800 for this current intake, I would refund them the difference. So if you're going to reduce your rates, refund people the difference who have bought in that sales period. And the other thing to think about is, you know, you can reduce your rates, and this is what I'm working on, reducing rates, in order to incentivize something for a limited period of time. And here's where I want to talk about the second program of mine that I am reducing the rates for, and that is the Keep Growing Mastermind. The Keep Growing Mastermind is my small, high-level group coaching and mentoring program. I launched it maybe 2018. It's been going for a number of years. Lots of people have been through it and come back. Hello, all of you returning alums. And it's always been $6,000, unless you're an alum and then it's $3,600, but it's always been $6,000 from the beginning. And historically it's had a rolling intake. If there's a space, if it's not full, cause they have a, you know, max it out at 10 or 12. If it's not full and you'd like to join and I'm a good coach fit for you and you're a good client fit for me, come in at any time. And part of what I've been working on in my business in restructuring and considering how I'm doing things, I don't want to have a rolling intake anymore. I'm done with that. I want to simplify my life more. I'm addicted to life simplification. And so that's not available anymore. Alums, not for you, but for, you know, if it's your first time in, there's going to be two intakes per annum, max. There might even be fewer. So the rolling enrollment, come anytime, is not happening anymore. It's done. We're currently in the final enrollment for 2022. So this is it. If you're not in May for a June start for the Keep Growing Mastermind, then you're not in until 2023. I'm done with that. I'm locking things down, simplifying. And so part of the reason that I feel like, you know what, I feel like it's time to lower the rates on this temporarily, 2023, it's going back to $6,000. But right now I'm feeling, when I tune into it, I'm feeling $4,500, I'm feeling $4,500. That feels like the right price for a number of reasons. It's just where I'm at energetically. I have a lot of vacancies, so I don't know, you know, I could afford to make it less. And because I really want to incentivize people to sign up now, for people who, when you have a program that has a rolling enrollment and people can sign up at any time, there's no time bound reason to buy. People say yes when it's right for them sometimes, but people also say, yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that one day, or I'm going to do that next month, or I'm going to do that next quarter, or I'm going to do that just as soon as I finish my such and such course, or I'm going to do that just as soon as I finally made $5,000 a month in my business or whatever. These kind of like shifting, never kind of achievable goals to trigger the signups, they never happen because I'm not imposing any time limit and neither is the person who's interested really. It's like the I'm going to quit sugar on Monday, every Monday kind of situation. I'm not shaming sugar, eat sugar. I'm just trying to come up with a, you know, metaphor. Anyway, so I'm lowering the rates on the Keep Growing Mastermind to $4,500, so a $1,500 saving, because it feels right for me right now, only for right now, because I can afford to, and because I want to really incentivize people who have been on the fence about this program to say yes now, because there won't be another opportunity until 2023. So I hope that by sharing what's going on for me with these two programs, Social Media Confidence for Yoga Teachers is now free. There's a link in the episode notes if you want to go sign up. And the Keep Growing Mastermind is now $1,500 less. And there's a payment plan too if you want that. What I want to do is obviously just tell you about those two things because they're both awesome and there's links in the episode notes. But what I also want to model here is it's always okay to change your prices. And what other people think of you is none of your business. Like if there's someone who thinks, oh, well, she's obviously, I don't know, not getting the customers or whatever, that's okay. Let them think that. Who cares? Even if it's true, who cares? You know, this is your business. It's got to feel really good and you've got to feel an integrity with what it is that you're charging. Sometimes, maybe more often, that means put the money up, put the rates up, put the prices up. But sometimes that might also mean to put the prices down. It doesn't matter about the direction so much as know that you can always do it. And you can always change your mind again. Like I said, I know Keep Growing Mastermind, it's not $4,500 in 2023. It's back to $6,000. It just feels right for right now. And who knows, maybe Social Media Confidence won't always be free. Maybe you'll start charging for that again because it's a bloody good course, like I have already said so to myself. It's always okay to change your prices. Anybody who is in that pricing container needs to be respected and you need to deal with that well, but you don't need to over-deliver. You don't need to overstuff in order to justify putting up how much it is you're charging for what it is you're doing. Okay, folks, I hope that was a useful episode. Thanks, as always, for being a regular listener to the show. Or if you are brand new, thanks for being here. Do think about joining the Keep Growing Mastermind and reach out to me if you want to have a chat about it. You need to apply. There's an application form on the website. It's amymcdonald.com.au/keepgrowing. Please don't like be too scared to apply. What will she think if I'm not good enough? Come on now. How long have you been listening to this show? I dated a man who was growing guinea pigs under his house to eat for dinner. I'm not threatening. I also don't do pushy, yucky, gross, manipulative, horrible sales calls. Despite being trained to do it. Keep them on the line until you've got their credit card. Horrible. Ethics, question mark? No. So, you know, stick your application in. Even if you apply and then you decide, you know what, it was useful to put in the application. I realized some things about my business. Man, I don't really want to take it any further. That's also okay. You're not wasting my time. I like hearing what you're all up to. Get your applications in. Not only have I reduced the price for Keep Growing, I've also chucked in a 90-minute intensive. I want to spend more time with people on the front end. So previously that wasn't an inclusion and you'd have to pay $500 for one if you wanted one, but I've chucked it in. You get it as part of the package now when you sign up and I feel great about it. I'm really excited about that. That feels really good. So you put in your application. I'll contact you if we know each other. It's probably a welcome. If we don't know each other, I might want to have a bit of a chat on Zoom or WhatsApp or something just to make sure that I can help you. What it is that you want to achieve is in my wheelhouse and I've got the skills that you're going to need and that, you know, that you're going to be a good fit for the group also. But that sounds, you know, like there's going to be some kind of test. It's not like that. And then once you do that, I'll send you a pretty comprehensive welcome package. You fill that out and then we'll have our 90-minute intensive together. You can introduce me to your business and to yourself. We'll set your goals and intentions, do a whole lot of nerdy, boring stuff about all of your software and all of that sort of stuff. I'll show you around how everything works, the accountability tracker, the Facebook group, get you all clued in with, where we keep things in the mastermind. And then you'll start meeting the group, saying hello, introducing yourself. And away we'll go. So if you want to work with me in 2022 and you're looking for peers who get it, who are supportive and also won't indulge your bullshit, this might be it for you. It's the final intake for 2022. Keep Growing Mastermind now $4,500 down from $6,000 because it feels right and it's my business and I get to change my mind about my pricing. Whenever I like. Okay, everybody, take care and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.
So there you have it, folks, another edition of the Abundant Yoga Teacher Podcast. Hey, favor to ask, if you found the content useful, I would be very grateful if you could support this podcast by giving me a 5-star rating. And if you've got a moment, a review would be super cool. No pressure, of course. Like I said earlier, if you have any suggestions for podcast topics in the future, I would love to be in service. DM me on Instagram @AmyYogaBizCoach. Take deep care.